There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Dubai Eye 103.8. Let's talk about He For She. It's a global solidarity campaign originally founded by UN Women. And what it essentially is doing is inviting people to stand together to create a boldly visible force for gender equality. That's what it's all about. Let's talk to Maha Wasim, who has led a whole host of people at Middlesex University with the campaign. Maha, it's nice to talk to you.
It's nice to be here as well.
So look, tell us about this. I know you are kind of the team leader. You helped kind of formalise the hashtag HeForShe campaign at Middlesex Uni. But this is advertising, PR and media students kind of banding together, isn't it?
Yes, precisely, yep.
Okay, so I suppose they were kind of excited about doing that.
Oh, they really were, yeah. They were ecstatic.
So tell us about the campaign. What's it all about? What are the nuts and bolts of it?
All right, so He For She was started off by UN Women, and the main purpose of this campaign was to get men to be agents of change and to recognize the gender equality in the world. So they started this campaign back in 2014, and it went very global. Emma Watson became like one of their main representatives. And they launched an official website, which has a commitment section where people from all over the world can go put in their name and email address and state that they are for He and She. Now, on that website, you can tell how many people from each country have signed the pledge, signed the commitment. And when we were trying to pick a campaign to conduct in our university, we saw that in the UAE, the commitments were only around 1,500, which was pretty low, and we were kind of upset about that. I mean, the UAE is doing so well with the whole gender equal cabinet, and there's just so many ministries promoting gender equality, and this initiative itself is not that well known. So we wanted to bring it to life. And on their website, they have like certain action kits for companies, individuals, universities to just look into and bring on the campaign in their institution. So we looked at these action kits and brought the whole campaign to our campus. And that's initially what we did. We got like a guest speaker. Her name was Raha Muharrak. She is the first Saudi woman to climb Mount Everest. So she came and she gave us a really inspirational talk on her obstacles and the challenges she faced from society before she could climb the mountain. And we just had like fun activities. We got the director to come in and sign the pledge and all the male faculty members to come support us. So really, it was just fun. We engaged a lot of people, got the commitment count to go higher in the UAE, which was our overall aim.
So Maha, it sounds like one of the main objectives of this program was to shut down stereotypes. What are some of those key stereotypes that you were looking to dispel, and how exactly do you do this? I mean, even beyond the conference, more broadly throughout the community.
So some of the main stereotypes that women face in this region is that, you know, after a certain age, women must get married, and they don't usually take their career too seriously. So as a result, people in the workforce just go like, oh, do we really want to hire this person? Because maybe they'll just leave eventually, then return to leave. And they have all these sorts of issues which they think come up as a result of employing a woman. So we wanted to say that, you know, not everyone's goal in life is to get married and have children. Not every woman is different. Everyone wants different things. Completely fine if you want to go a certain way, but you know, you should give everyone the opportunity to do what they want and not just generalize everyone. We were really promoting that key message on our social media, and we were just showing the world the inequalities that women face in this region. We had, like, stories, and we just wanted to highlight these key issues within our university. So, because we are the generation that goes forward and become, like, HR employers or people in the workforce. So getting this mindset into people our age really helps kind of break that whole notion later.
Let me ask you, Maha, what would be a successful result here? You're trying to get people, obviously, the idea is to count me in. You need sign-ups to the He For She website. But what would you like to see? What would make you think we did it?
I would love to see a change in perception of people. I don't know how I could quantify that. That's the main challenge. I don't know how I could sit and be like, oh, I made a difference in this person's perception. That's the main challenge. But I would love for for a specific person or a specific community to think differently about women and think that they are just equally as capable as every other man, and they're no different, and they should be given the same opportunities regardless of their gender. I mean, it's 2018. I can't believe this is not a thing already, you know? Mm. So I don't know how I could quantify that, but that would be success for me if I could somehow get people to sit around me and tell me, you know, your campaign changed our perception. That would ultimately be the goal for me.
So Maha, this campaign was called He for She. What's the importance of involving men in female empowerment? Why is that such an important element for this campaign?
Because in most cases, women want equality for their gender. They want to be treated equally, but they're usually put down by other male members in society because they're given a specific privilege throughout history, like they're the dominant sex or something. So we really want to show the world that there are men who support this notion. I mean, with the word feminist, there's so many people who are against feminism because they think it's something that puts men down and doesn't support them. But we want to say that men and women are equal. And saying that you're a feminist or saying that you're he or she doesn't mean that you're any less of a man or you're removing your rights as a man. It's just completely the same, but we just want you to be on our side. So involving men is just validation of the fact that everyone wants the same thing. We're all unified in this cause.
Do you know what? It's a really smart idea. The event happened at Middlesex University on Thursday, and hopefully it's a campaign that will ultimately will become extremely successful. 50% of the population with 50% of the population that recognises one another might be a nice thing. Maha, Waseem, really good to talk to you. Appreciate you coming
really
on.
Really nice to speak to you as well. Thank you for having me.
All right, that's hashtag he for she, the campaign. You find out more online, but that's the hashtag that you use on social media. Of course, ultimately the goal is to raise awareness here in the UAE on what he for she is and what it represents. Maha Waseem there, who led the team at Middlesex University. Strive Live, other stories that we've been looking at today. Let's just jump into a couple of things very quickly. An Emirati man who was assaulted in London is safe and well. He's been reassuring people that he is fine. Abdullah Al-Hosni, business administration teacher at a university in the UK. He's based in London, was attacked as he sat in his car. The suspect tried to drag him out of the vehicle. A couple of people helped him out, and they detained the attacker until police arrived. There's more detail of that on the ARN News Centre. There's a video up there as well. If you want to have a look at that story, you can find that there, arnnewscentre.ae, or download the app to your phone. 21%, you mentioned this earlier on, Sonal. 21% of UAE residents, I still think this is low, have spied on their ex-partner using an online account they had access to.
Yeah, that's according to Kaspersky Lab, which also found that 13% have shared or wanted to publicly share their ex's private information as a form of revenge. It also says that 80% of couples share their passwords, pins, or fingerprints to access personal devices.
Men were more likely, it said, to publicly disclose the private information of their ex-partners than women, too. So we're more devious. And evil and conniving, perhaps. I don't know, as males. That's what that would kind of point to. 90% of men would use information as revenge. Only 8% of women. And 22% would use it for their own benefit. That's what it says. I still think the 21% is too low.
It seems really low.
I think people do lots of spying online, to be honest with you. Another story, this has been in the rounds the last couple of days, but it does point to, I suppose, improving economic conditions. Card spending, doing DSF, continuing to, it says, surge over the past 5 years. Volumes up by more than 6%, which is some increase, actually, in 2018. Network International data, that is from steady rise in card spending despite global challenges. Domestic spenders accounted for more than 73% of all DSF transactions, followed by American and Saudi consumers, which I thought was interesting. Didn't expect that.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.